This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Automotive from A to Z. This radio program has actually been on the air since 1992. That's when I started it. And it has been in this exact same time slot since 1995. Of course, along the way, I was the host of Motor Trend Radio, Motor News Weekly, Car Crazy Radio, and let's see, what are some of the other ones that I've done? Haggerty's Inside Classic Cars, and Deals on Wheels. But this is the one I own, so this is the one that's closest to my heart. I do miss my time at Motor Trend. I was there for 10 years, and coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to have one of the guys from Motor Trend. He wasn't there when I was, but he's now the executive editor. He'll be joining us here on the broadcast in this hour of the program. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, will be joining us momentarily, but we're wrapping up with a guest we had in the previous hour of the broadcast. The gentleman's name is Jeff Swan. He's founder and president of PSS in Clinton, Massachusetts. That's 7 miles northeast of Worcester. It's a software solutions company, and they came up with a really cool technology called the Night Owl system. And Jeff, whenever you do national radio, you have hard breaks, so that's what we're up against here. Everything has to be down to the millisecond, so I want to make sure that you reiterate for all of our listeners, because I've already gotten, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 18, 19, 20, 21. I've gotten 23 emails since you've been on the radio here with questions about the Night Owl system. So once again, why don't you reiterate all the different ways, the best way, telephone-wise, website-wise, social media-wise, to find out more about the Night Owl system.
Well, Night Owl is available. You can join our ongoing dialogue on Facebook at Night Owl Auto. If you type in Night Owl space Auto into your Facebook search, it will come up. You can always reach out to us by phone. Our number is 978-425-3003. The sales number is 2, so you dial a number, 978-425-3003. Press 2, and that will direct you into sales. You can reach out to us by email, by sales at NightOwlAutoShop.com. That's sales at NightOwlAutoShop.com. And the portal itself is Sell My Vehicle with Night Owl, in which case the information is on the site. Anybody who needs any of those methodologies will get you in touch with people who are happy to help you. And we'd be happy to reach back out to anyone who's interested in Night Owl. We're excited about where we are. We're excited about where we're growing. So, again, phone, 978-425-3003, press 2, sales at NightOwlAutoShop.com, or the portal itself, which is Sell My Vehicle with Night Owl.
Very good. And, Jeff, I guarantee you, you know, we'll make a date for you to get back here, and we'll talk a little bit more. I'm going to familiarize myself a little bit more with the Night Owl product, but I wish you the best of success with this. And from one car guy to another, and one, are you originally from Massachusetts?
No, I'm not. I've been here 20 years, but I'm originally from Philadelphia.
From Philadelphia, that's a great city as well. You can't go wrong there. I have a cousin living in Philadelphia. and it's a beautiful place. So we'll get in touch with Tom or one way or the other, and we'll get you back here on air and continue to spread the word with you about Night Owl. I want to thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great evening.
All right. Thank you. We've got lots straight ahead, but I'm still getting emails here, and I can't believe some of these emails. First vehicle with seatbelts. We've already eliminated a number. Here's a number of other ones to throw off the list. Dodge, Plymouth, no. Peugeot, no. Mazda, no. All right, we got to give more of a hint. We got to narrow it down for you guys. Whoever gets the answer right is going to get a cool prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. That's right, Warren Tracy's Busted Knuckle Garage. Could be worth a lot of money. I don't know. It's all up to him. Whatever he wants to send out, whatever kind of mood you catch him in, he may send you something super cool. So we'll narrow it down. This occurred in the late 1950s, early 1960s. And it was not an American manufacturer. The telephone number, 855-660-4261, or Bob at AutoWarRadio.com. That should be working. Bob at BobLongRadio.com as a backup. Now we go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth one of our regular contributors. If you log on to AutoWorldRadio.com, you can read this gentleman's bio under our contributor page. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide. It's always a pleasure to have Tom Appel with us here on air live. Hey there, Tom. How you doing? Okay, no problem. We'll get... We'll get Tom. Patrick just whispered in my ear. You guys can't hear that going over the ear, but Patrick has the capability of talking to me in my ear. It's remarkable, the technology. Being a radio guy, I started in radio, as a teenager, a very young teenager. And, you know, what I'm doing now would have been unheard of back then. It would have been unheard of, you know, even in the 1980s, it would have been unheard of. The fact that I could be sitting in a very humble home studio and connected to a master control studio in another state, and that master control studio would send the audio signal up to a satellite called XDS, and that satellite would then beam that signal down to radio stations all across North America. And it's all happening in milliseconds. So every word I speak is traveling hundreds of thousands of miles an hour. Lots of cool stuff, to say the least, on the radio side of the fence. And also, you know, being in this business all my life, I want to say to all of you folks out there who love radio and enjoy radio, over-the-air terrestrial radio, you know, we have many other types of radio these days. We have satellite radio. We also have internet radio. But, you know, the local stations are always going to be around. They have to be around. And you guys out there need to support those local radio stations. How do you support them? Well, you listen to their station and the advertisers that advertise on that particular station. Those are some of the companies you should be doing business with. The same thing here on the network side. If you hear a company advertised here on the program, and supposing you've got a health problem and want a different solution to perhaps a not-so-great diagnosis, there's all kinds of health products and many other products advertised here on GCNlive.com. I would encourage you to support the network as well. It's a lot harder. It's a lot harder for yours truly than it was 4 or 5 years ago. The advertising money has been redirected into new forms of media, and the radio has got the short end of the stick, and it's a shame because radio is a great medium and will be around for decades and decades and centuries to come. So when we come back on the other side, hopefully we'll have Tom Appel, and we're going to go test driving some new cars. Are you ready? I sure am. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Bob Long, syndicated host of Auto World, presented in part by J.C. Whitney, who is going to save you a ton of money. From now through December 31st, save on car, truck, or Jeep accessories or part. How do you do it? Just go and order what you want. In the checkout section, put Bob 20. Put Bob 20. 20% off. That's quite a deal. Check it out. JCWhitney.com. Bob 20.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquor Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, "Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Leggetts was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here
Mel
to say.
Mel Buscher of Consumer Guide Automotive was scheduled to join us in this hour of the broadcast, but Tom may have gotten derailed in the great windy city of Chicago. We called his home, and his wife said he wasn't around. We've tried his cell phone. Maybe he's doing something, and he has forgotten about our interview. But that's okay. Means I get more time to tell you about some of the automotive news, and I also get a chance to talk to listeners across North America, whether you're listening in Maine, whether you're listening in Florida, whether you're listening in California, whether you're listening in Washington State, Alaska, Hawaii, in Canada, or around the world via GCNlive.com. We welcome you with open arms. The trivia question is about seatbelts. Who was the first car maker to equip vehicles with seatbelts before the government mandated it? So who was the first one? Let's go to David, who joined us in my home state of Massachusetts. David, thank you very much for calling into the program. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. Whereabouts in Massachusetts are you calling from?
Methuen.
Methuen. Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, I have some friends that live in that neck of the woods there, Jeff and Karen Grant, and it's a really nice area. Are you listening on GCN Live, or are you listening on a radio station?
I'm listening on WCCM.
Hallelujah. Fantastic. I am so happy to be on WCCM. Years ago, that station, along with its FM counterpart, WCGY, were owned by legendary sportscaster Kurt Gowdy. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't know I was on WCCM. That's fantastic. Thank you for letting me know that. Well, let's see if we can get the answer to the trivia question, and it is about seatbelts. Who was the first car maker to equip their vehicles with seatbelts before any government rules came into play?
I thought it was Mercedes-Benz.
You know, that is a very, very, very good answer, because Mercedes has so many firsts. So many, but unfortunately, David, that isn't one of them. What is your what's your favorite new car? If you won the Massachusetts State Lottery or Powerball and you felt like buying yourself a brand new vehicle and a classic vehicle, what would you buy on the new side? What would you buy on the classic side?
I would get a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van with all the seats. Mm-hmm. And classic, I'd probably get a Chrysler Town and Country sedan.
Very good.
The 40s, yeah.
With wood, the wood treatment and everything?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're a man with great taste, and you're very, very, you're thinking very much along the lines of a smart car guy, because Mercedes does have so many patents and so many firsts, but not on the seatbelt side of things. Keep listening every week on WCCM in Lawrence, Massachusetts. I believe it's, is it 800 on the dial?
No, it's 1110 now. They changed it.
Oh, they changed it. Okay, 1110 on the dial. Excellent. Well, I miss Massachusetts. I'm presently living in Florida, but I lived 99% of my life in Massachusetts, and I'll be back soon. So don't make it too cold, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, keep listening every week. Thank you. And now our man who's, as the folks in Canada would say, who's out in a boot, perhaps, or maybe he's back home. He's one of our regular contributors. Go to the contributor page at ottawaradio.com, and you will find this gentleman's picture. Who is this gentleman? Who is the masked man? The masked man is the one and only Mr. Tom Fell, publisher of Consumer Guide. Tom, how you doing?
Very good, and I owe you and your listeners an apology. I'm just bad at time zones.
No problem whatsoever. And believe me, with my recent health stuff, there have been a number of times that you've been inconvenienced. So no problem whatsoever. Can't wait to talk about just some of the vehicles that you've been driving lately. And I'll first tell you what I've had in the last several weeks. A few times of the year, I get two vehicles in a single week. Down here in the great state of Florida, Prestige, Angelo and Marcelo Sorrento do a wonderful job giving me a vehicle every week. But another company called Drive Shop, which used to be called SDI, a couple of times a year they represent a number of brands. They just picked up Toyota and Lexus. And so I've been blessed to have a couple of new vehicles each and every week. So just winding back what I've got now, I've got a Volkswagen Passat, and I've got a Honda Accord. The week before, I had a Ford Explorer and a Acura TLX, and the week before that, I had, oh boy, did I have a good one. I had a Mercedes-Benz C-Class, but not just your regular C-Class. This was a C63 AMG, and what a beautiful looking vehicle that is. So we'll see what happens tomorrow with Prestige, but I'll be driving the Honda Accord during the day tomorrow. But you guys, in the course of a year, how many vehicles go through the hands of the editors at Consumer Guide Automotive?
I get asked that question a lot, and we do a lot of internal audits on that too. And I think last year about 110 vehicles went through Consumer Guide Automotive.
Wow, that is definitely a large number. Let's talk a little bit about some of the vehicles that you've been driving. And since I brought up Mercedes-Benz, I noticed you guys had the opportunity to get behind a 2017. This is the GLS 450, and Mercedes continues to impress me with their styling. There was a time when Mercedes really wasn't known for styling, so to speak. I mean, they were very traditional, let's put it that way. And in more recent times, you know, kind of started with the CLS, the four-door coupe-like sedan. And certainly when you look at some of their modern supercars, the former SLS, McLaren, and in more recent times, the AMG variant, the various variants of the AMG supercar, they're definitely are turning out some very good looking vehicles. This is a premium SUV. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to have you tell all our listeners all around North America about this vehicle with a base price of $68,700. You're going to find out the Consumer Guide report card, and it's got a bunch of good marks and medium marks and so-so marks. So on the other side, more with Tom Appel. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. I remind you, got the trivia question out there. We had a couple of people on hold who got tired. Dial back 855-660-4261. We'll put you at the head of the class. We know who you are. You were on hold and you dropped off. Who made the first vehicles equipped with seatbelts before government regulations came into play? Talking, you know, the era of the late 50s, early 1960s, and a non-domestic vehicle. Tom Appel is with us, Consumer Guide Automotive, consumerguide.com, and we're talking about a Mercedes that Tom and his team had an opportunity to take for a ride, 319 miles to be exact. How'd you like this GLS 450 4MATIC, Tom?
I liked it a lot. The GLS is an interesting car. We've known it as the GL since its inception, and it's been changed to the GLS for 2017 in keeping with Mercedes' new nomenclature system. But it's a large crossover, but it's not very large. It's comfortably smaller than something like a Yukon or a short wheelbase Escalade. In all respects, it's very much a Mercedes-Benz. The interior is gorgeous. The fit and finish are top-notch, and the drivetrain very polished. We drove the GLS 450, which is the entry-level base vehicle. The 450 used to be powered by a low-output 4.7-liter turbo. For 17, they're using a 3-liter twin turbo, Chasing Fuel Academy. That's 369 horsepower, and it mates to Mercedes' new 9-speed automatic, which in our keeping worked pretty darn well. It slicks off really nice shifts. It feels good. Not a lot of hunting. It feels like the old 7-speed. I think most people won't notice a difference.
That sounds cool. Looking at the CG report card, room and comfort, you gave it a B, power and performance B, fit and finish A, fuel economy C minus, and value B, and for big guys an A, and tall guys an A. So overall, some very good marks there, just not that great in the fuel economy department. This is a very heavy vehicle.
Yeah, it's a big vehicle, and I think that 3-liter twin turbo does a lot of work around town. Whenever you have a vehicle with a small turbocharged engine, you're going to see some ding on mileage if you do a lot of stop-and-go driving because the turbos are always in play.
You know, that's a really good point. A lot of people don't realize that. I think of that when I'm driving a lot of these small displacement engines that have become so popular these days, like the Passat I have right now, 1.8-liter turbo. Yeah, it's definitely going to be pulling a lot of the time, even though that's a relatively small car. Here's a relatively large car. I have not had an opportunity to drive the latest generation of the Hyundai Genesis. And you guys had an opportunity to get behind the wheel of the 2016 Genesis 3.8-liter with all-wheel drive. Certainly, it's a striking-looking vehicle, and many people think it looks a lot more expensive than it truly is. Not to say that it's a very inexpensive car, but nevertheless, that impressive front grille makes it look like you're driving something upscale.
Yeah, and the Hyundai Genesis is sort of wrapping things up now. As most people probably know, the Hyundai Genesis will become the Genesis G80 for 2017 when Hyundai officially launches its new Genesis luxury brand. So the vehicle that used to be on the Hyundai banner now moves over in the showroom a little bit to a more luxurious orientation, at least from the sales channel point of view. But the car is basically the same, and it's a very refined car, and it's a good value for the money. Feels mostly like a big luxury car. Genesis and Hyundai in general sort of struggled in ride and handling when compared to very expensive vehicles. And you get a little bit of that here, but for the money, it's hard to beat this car, especially given that its footprint is very similar to that of something like a 7 Series or an S-Class.
Yeah, and again, the styling is extremely well done.
Yeah.
And no-cost 18-inch alloy wheels look really nice. Great integration of the exhaust. Boy, the kind of stuff that they do today, Tom, that never would have passed through committees. It's just remarkable, all the cool things that we're seeing for 2016, 2017. And here's an example right here, the Hyundai Genesis. Also, as long as we're talking a little bit about the Genesis brand, so this is going to be a whole kind of standalone brand, not unlike Toyota did with Lexus, Nissan did with Infiniti, Honda did with Acura. But unlike, I believe, I may be wrong, unlike those brands, they had to have separate dealerships. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is the Genesis brand going to be housed within the Hyundai showroom, or will it have to be a standalone dealership?
It will be in select Hyundai dealerships, but it will be combined in the same locations. So initially, Genesis dealers, and I don't know what percentage of Hyundai dealers are Genesis dealers now, they didn't have to commit as much as they would if they had developed standalone facilities. They still needed signage and parts and dedicated salespeople and dedicated service people, but the commitment's slightly lower. But it's Hyundai's plan and Hyundai's hope that the shoppers will be more willing to spend luxury car money at a store that has a dedicated area and dedicated personnel for the luxury experience.
Interesting story in the news this week that the fact that the Cadillac announced a big dealer initiative wanting all dealers to really upgrade their showrooms, and they were looking to eliminate about 400 Cadillac dealers, low-volume dealers, and
It's going to be interesting to see the reaction from the dealer body. A little bit surprising, but Cadillac, again, you know, has its sights set on BMW and Mercedes. They want to be a little bit more elite. But that's a lot of dealers that are potentially going to go out of business.
Yeah, it is. And there's a lot of small Cadillac dealers that are dualed with other dealers or have very small stores and don't do a lot of volume. And those are the ones that Cadillac wants to eliminate. And if you've been following the story for the last 2 years or so, Cadillac was at first talking about turning these into what they call virtual stores, where they wouldn't have inventory. They would just have digital kiosks where people could come and order their vehicle. Well, people can do that from home, so that probably wasn't very compelling for the dealerships. So they've been leading towards this for some time. This is the first time they talked about offering money to the dealers to just get out of the business. But, yeah, these are small stores that do a very small percentage of the of Cadillac sales volume.
Let's move on to another vehicle that you guys had the opportunity to check out. Rick Cotta, who's your man on the road, went out and took a first spin in a new Volkswagen, and it's going to surprise a lot of people. It's a 2017 Volkswagen Golf All-Track, and, you know, station wagons aren't usually at the top of the shopping list when it comes to Americans, unlike folks in Europe, but this is interesting, and you know, it's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, personally, I like wagons, and I think this is something Volkswagen should have done long ago.
Yeah, I like wagons too, and there is a niche of consumers that like them. There's people buying the Subaru XV Crosstrek, and there are people buying the Outback. So it seems as if you somehow sort of pepper the vehicle with enough off-road looking trim bits, you can sell a wagon. And that's exactly what Volkswagen has done here. It's taken the Golf Sport Wagon, given it a 1-inch lift, given it bigger wheels and tires, some nice fender flares and a roof rack, and lo and behold, Volkswagen has sort of created something that looks a little bit like an Outback, and it's probably going to do really well for them. And it's worth noting that Volkswagen has always done well with wagons, even when the rest of the market didn't. The old Jetta Sport Wagon was actually very popular.
When we come back on the other side, more with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. And again, we're looking to solve that riddle. Phones are ringing now, 855-660-4261. The first auto manufacturer to equip their vehicles with seatbelts before it was a mandatory law. 855-660-4261. A free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage to the lucky caller.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He's me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here. We're live all across North America and having all kinds of fun. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guy Automotive. And for you guys that are playing trivia along with us, we're looking for the manufacturer of the vehicle that first equipped its vehicles with seat belts. It was not a domestic car maker, and there have been a lot of guesses, but so far no one has got it right. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Before we go any further, Tom, tell folks a little bit about your blog. It's really cool, and folks should check it out.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, the blog's been around for almost 4 years now, and we try to have some fun with the news and with our car reviews. Consumer Guide's been around since 67, but we never had an outlet for personal opinion, for having fun, for old car stuff. So we're doing that all now. If you like classic ads, if you like some interpretation of what's been going on in the news, if you just want to know what's going on with Hyundai and Genesis, we have all that at the cgdailydrive.com blog.
Excellent. And again, all kinds of stuff. You've not only got the latest test drives, but you've also, you know, every week you tend to look back in automotive history, sometimes advertising. Sometimes you do some really funny stories that I get a really, real big kick out of. And I know our listeners will get a really big kick out of it, too, because nobody else does that. Everybody else is really serious. But you guys have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, we find it a little difficult to just chase the news and be out there at the cutting edge of the news like everybody else. So we get to the news. We want to have some fun with it, too.
Absolutely. Let's continue to tell folks a little bit more about this little wagon from Volkswagen. And it definitely looks like something that folks should take a look at. And it has some interesting architecture. Tell our listeners a little bit more about the basis of this vehicle.
Yeah, if you like the Volkswagen Golf Sport Wagon, this is that vehicle. It has been lifted an inch, and the great addition to this car is all-wheel drive. Before this, the only all-wheel drive car you could get in the U.S. was the Golf R from Volkswagen, although there was the Tiguan and the Touareg as well. The additional good news for Volkswagen lovers is that the base wagon, the base Golf Sport wagon, will now be available with all-wheel drive as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good news across the board. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261, Bob at BobAlongRadio.com. Let's talk about some other vehicles that you guys have had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of. I only had an S7 from Audi once, and boy, did I get lucky. I had an RS7, so talk about a limited production vehicle, and it was painted in kind of that matte paint treatment, a gray color. But I'd have to say, you know, if I won the lottery and needed a family car, of course, I got to buy a family car in addition to the other cars that I'm going to buy. And I'll buy a car for you, Tom, as well. this would definitely be on my shopping list, the S7 or the RS7. It's just a beautiful vehicle.
Yeah, it is frankly gorgeous. It's hard to maintain any sort of journalistic neutrality when discussing how good the Audi A7 and S7 look. They're among my favorite new cars. And the S7 is an especially fun version of the A7. Instead of the standard 3-liter supercharged engine, you get a much enhanced version of that very same engine. I believe it's the 4-liter twin turbo V8 that is actually borrowed from Volkswagen's Bentley group. And in this case, it's good for 450 horsepower, which can move this vehicle with great authority. In addition to that, you get a beefed up suspension, a little bit of fender treatment. Our car was wearing a really fantastic non-metallic paint color that works so well with this architecture. It just looks great.
It certainly does, and it's a hatchback, which I like, you know, but Audi, like many manufacturers, likes to downplay that and call it a four-door coupe, but it is a gorgeous vehicle. Love the big wheels, 21-inch black optic alloy wheels, fantastic job. And in the same story, you guys had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the Jaguar XFR Sport. Now, I was in the XE. I have yet to be in the second generation of the XF. I've seen them in traffic, though, and I think it's artistically and stylistically done extraordinarily well. What's it like to drive the new XF, and in particular, the R Sport?
Yeah, Jaguar might have a small problem with the new XF in that it externally it doesn't look a lot different, but it is in fact a pretty big leapfrog over the old vehicle. It rides and handles especially well. A single problem I have with the XF, and this is typical of German vehicles, especially BMWs, very small door openings. So big guys are going to have a problem with this vehicle. Anyone else is probably going to really like it. Beautiful interior, very much like other Jaguars, with the wood that runs along the forward part of the dash inside. It gives you kind of a sense of being in a yacht. The 3-liter supercharged engine does a great job of moving this vehicle around with authority. It's right there in the middle of that class. It works very well. Anyone looking at a 5 Series or an E-Class should probably look at this. It's a little bit sportier, even in base trim, than the other vehicles. I wish it looked a little different. I wish people knew that this was a new vehicle.
Yeah, that's very, very true, and it definitely looks a lot like the smaller brother, the XE. There's a lot of family resemblance in the vehicles, but definitely I can't wait to get behind the wheel of the second generation XF. Speaking of can't wait to get behind the wheel of, this vehicle certainly has received a whole lot of attention. It's the flagship Cadillac. It's the CT6. And recently you guys had the opportunity to take out the CT6 luxury variant. Now, this CT6 comes in a wide variety of guises and a wide variety of prices as well. But they're really going after the big guns. They're going after the BMW 7 Series, the XJ from Jaguar, the LS from Lexus, and the Mercedes-Benz S-Class. And the one thing that surprises me about the CT6 is the standard four-cylinder turbo.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, because it is playing against those vehicles. They want you to compare it to those vehicles you just mentioned, these high-end, full-size European and Japanese luxury vehicles, and yet it's offered with a 2-liter turbo. Now, that said, that gives them an interesting low price point, and you can get one in the mid-$60,000 range, nicely equipped, as ours was. And in fact, the 2-liter turbo works very well. It's very smooth, it's lag-free, and it's a tremendous amount, not a tremendous amount, but a decent amount of torque for launch. It works well, it's refined. It's not sporty, and there's not enough power there for this to feel like a sporty performance vehicle. But there's plenty of power, and I think if you're just looking for a large luxury ride, this might work for you. A lot of people, though, are going to opt for the 3.6-liter direct injection V6, also available, I think, coming online now. Haven't driven it yet, is a twin-turbo 3-liter V6 that'll be the flagship engine in this vehicle for a while.
It's not the best-looking vehicle, in all honesty. From certain angles, it's got some good things going on, but it's such a competitive marketplace. There are those within this luxury sector that want something conservative. They don't want a look-at-me kind of car. But I honestly think that Cadillac could have done a little bit better in the styling department.
Yeah, it is strangely anonymous, and that's interesting because it seems to hew pretty closely to what Cadillac calls its art and science design philosophy, which is the creased edges and the sharp points, and you can see the family resemblance, but somehow it manages to not look as good as Cadillacs before it have. And I'm not entirely sure what that is. I don't know if it's time for them to shake up the design thing and maybe get away from this art and science thing, but on a larger car, it doesn't seem to play quite as well.
Yeah, it just doesn't. You're absolutely right. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We got to make sure and see if there's anybody joining us. I got to get back on my connection to the studio here to see if we've got any callers on the trivia question, which is about the first manufacturer to have standard seatbelts. That is the question. We got an auto show upcoming this week for journalists, latter part of the week, the Paris Auto Show. I've never been there, Tom. Have you ever been to the Paris Show?
I have not been to the Paris Show. I've got some friends that are heading there, and I guess there's some news, so we'll have to watch the wires.
We definitely will. Well, thank you, my friend. As usual, you are a scholar and a gentleman. Everybody visit consumerguide.com. Thank you, Tom.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Bob. On the road again.
I'm on the road. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.